Today is Wednesday, May 8th. We're talking about the second person who could now be held in contempt and another school shooting. Plus an Uber driver strike, Google's new tech, and Disney's plan for movies. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The showdown on Capitol Hill continues, and now two people could be held in contempt of Congress. First, the one you've heard before, Attorney General Bill Barr. House Democrats set a vote for today. Fox News says there's a chance the proceedings could be postponed, and Politico says things could change if Democrats make a deal with the Justice Department. But at last check, the House Judiciary Committee still plans to vote, saying, quote, all systems go. The vote is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Remember, Barr is not cooperating with a subpoena from Democrats, who want to see the full unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The vote will likely pass on the House floor, but experts tell Time magazine it probably won't go anywhere from there, since federal prosecutors likely would not charge their own boss, the Attorney General. Still, some say the proceedings could be a powerful message. And now, former White House counsel Don McGahn could be in the same boat as Barr and also be held in contempt. He's considered a key witness to Mueller's report on obstruction of justice, and he's also not cooperating with a subpoena. It's because the White House reportedly told him not to. So expect more detail soon on both of these cases. And one last thing. Remember how Democrats also want to see Trump's tax returns and the IRS won't hand them over? Well, the New York Times got a hold of Trump's returns from 1985 to 1994 and found more than $1 billion in losses from his businesses. It means that Trump did not pay income taxes for 8 of the years. But the Times reports a lawyer for the president calls the info false and inaccurate, though he didn't give specifics. New tension between the U.S. and Iran, with Europe in the middle of it. This morning, Iran's president announced the country will stop complying with the Iran nuclear deal and start to build up its stockpiles for nuclear reactors, unless Europe agrees to new terms for the deal within 60 days. And here's the thing. The AP reports that deal Iran wants means European nations would have to go against sanctions the U.S. has put in place. Remember, last year, President Trump backed out of the Iran nuclear deal from 2015 and put sanctions on Iran, hurting the economy there. This is still developing as of early this morning, so no response from the White House about Iran's new plan just yet. But earlier this week, the Pentagon sent more military to the Middle East because of reported Iranian threats to U.S. troops in that area. To be continued. Another school shooting to tell you about, this one in the Denver area. CNN reports one student is dead, an 18-year-old, and several others are hurt. The shooting happened yesterday afternoon at the STEM school Highlands Ranch, which is a school that covers K through 12. The Denver Post says police arrested two people, an 18-year-old man and the other is a minor. Both are believed to be students at the school. This shooting happened just 8 miles from Columbine High School, where 12 students were killed in a mass shooting 20 years ago. The stock market took a big hit. The Dow fell nearly 500 points yesterday. The reason? CNBC points to trade talks with China, specifically President Trump's threat to increase tariffs, which could affect the global economy. Remember, earlier this week, Trump made it clear he thinks talks with China are moving too slowly, so he says he plans to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods as soon as this Friday. If that happens, The Hill reports it could be a major setback in negotiations, since at one point it seemed the world's two largest economies were close to making a deal. Either way, China and the U.S. are supposed to continue talking tomorrow. The AP reports China sent its top negotiator to Washington to see if they can sort this all out. Stay tuned. It may be tough to catch an Uber or Lyft ride today. Thousands of drivers are set to go on strike. PBS reports they're not happy with their pay and working conditions. To protest, Uber, Lyft, and Juno drivers are shutting off their apps and are urging riders to do the same. Some say they'll sign off all day. Other drivers will strike for a couple of hours during the morning commute. It's happening in at least 8 cities, including Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. And it's not an accident that this is happening just before Uber goes public on Friday in one of the largest IPOs ever. But drivers say they're not the ones that will see any of those rewards. In response to the strike, Uber said it can't succeed without its drivers and plans to continue working to improve their experiences. All right, much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor, Care Of. It's a subscription service that makes it easy to get vitamins, protein powders, and more personalized just for you and delivered straight to your door. Give yourself a boost this season and feel your healthiest. And don't worry about trying to figure out exactly what vitamins and protein powders you should be using. Care Of takes care of that for you with a fun online quiz that only took me about 5 minutes. It asks you about diet, health goals, and lifestyle to provide personal recommendations so you can get what's right for you. I love that the daily vitamin packs fit perfectly on my bathroom counter so I can grab them and go. I never used to remember to take vitamins, but now it's so convenient that it easily became a habit. And I love that Care Of offers protein powders now with clean labels and organic ingredients. For 30% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter the code newsworthy30. Again, get 30% off your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com and use the code newsworthy30. Now back to the news. Google just announced a bunch of new privacy options and some new tech at its annual event, including its lowest-priced smartphone yet. But first, let's talk privacy. One change? Incognito mode for Google Maps, and it's exactly as it sounds. TechCrunch says it stops the company from storing your location, and that feature is coming soon. And if you have home-based devices with microphones and cameras like smart speakers or security alarms, there are now privacy changes to that as well. Reuters says Google wants to give you the ability to delete any recordings. As for the new tech, The Verge says Google came out with a Pixel 3a and 3a XL. They're just under $400 and come with the same advanced camera that Pixel is known for. But because of the lower price, the phone is not waterproof and it can't wirelessly charge. They're available now. There's also a new smart display. It's called the Nest Hub Max, part of Google's Nest products. CNET says it's basically a security camera, a smart display, and a loudspeaker all in one. Coming later this year. And there's a bunch more Google has announced. If you want to dig into all of the announcements and details, you'll find links in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. It looks like there won't be a Triple Crown winner this year. That's when the same horse wins all three of the biggest races. USA Today says the Kentucky Derby winner this year, Country House, will not race in the Preakness Stakes. That's the second of the three races. The horse's trainer says Country House is sick and is taking a break, at least for now. ESPN says there is a chance Country House could race in the third round of the Triple Crown in June. By the way, the horse is the first Kentucky Derby winner not to enter the Preakness Stakes since 1996. Heads up, Star Wars and Marvel fans. New movies are in the works. Gizmodo says Disney just announced when three new Star Wars movies will be released. They'll come out every other December starting in 2022. No word on their titles or any other details just yet. In the Marvel world, eight new movies will come out by 2022. CNET says to expect a Black Panther sequel. And if you're an Avatar fan, get ready for more. A lot more. Disney says it'll release four new Avatar movies. Avatar 2 is now set to come out in 2021, and Avatar 5 will come out in 2027. Remember the coffee cup spotted in the latest episode of Game of Thrones that went viral? Well, if you try to go back and see it in that episode, Vice says you won't find it. It's gone. HBO went back to make edits and took it out of the scene. Remember, it at least looked like a Starbucks cup and gave Starbucks some free advertising. In fact, some experts told CNBC that accidental screen time is worth $2.3 billion, and they called it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Starbucks. HBO has said it was all a mistake. And that's it for today. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.